Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Baseball's back and it's better than ever. The Marlins ruined the last 2 days, but now they're getting kicked out. I don't know where I was going with that song, but welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Jimmy. Jake's sitting right there. This is Talking Yanks. Yankees are about to play a game. They haven't played a game in a little bit. 2 days off in a row, Jake? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
3 games in 4 days, 3 games in the last 6 days. Okay. A lot of teams are playing a lot of baseball, and the Yankees aren't. But I'm excited. We have lineups. We have starting pitchers. We have the Yankees pitching path to victory. We have what to watch for. Mm. We have the homer draft and the over-under. Let's do the lineups first.
Let's do it.
Yankees lineup is pretty normal with one little twist of funk to it. Mm. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing second base. Aaron Judge in right field batting second. Gleyber, Camden, Yards, Torres batting three hole, playing short. Stanton DHing. Hicks in the five hole. 40. Mike Ford in the six hole. Sanchez 7. Urshela 8. Gardner 9. Gerrit Cole is on the bump. First time one pitcher has started the first one of the first four games in a season for the Yankees since 2004, I believe. So that's pretty cool to get him to throw out there again. 40's obviously the surprise here. He gets in there over Voit. I don't know. Do we have any news on this? Is it just a matchup situation? Get Ford some reps. Voit hit a homer.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from the Yankees beat. I'm assuming it's to get Mike Ford at bats. You know, he had his one pinch hit. He got a hit. That's all Mike Ford does. If I'm Voit, I'm pissed. We had our last two games canceled because of COVID, because of two teams being dumb about COVID. And now we're in Baltimore. We've got Baltimore's pitching. You know, he homered the last game to help save the game. And when these guys go to Baltimore, it's stat padding time, man. This is where you had a couple zeros on the contract if you do it right. Ask Gleyber about it. So if I'm Voit, I'm pretty bummed out. And, man, putting Ford before Gary Sanchez, again, it doesn't really matter. In my head, I don't like it because you've got the switch hitter right there anyway. So if we're splitting up a bunch of these righties, give me Gary up there. I know he hasn't looked fantastic so far. But, yeah, man. And they move Gardy to the nine hole where we like him with Urshela.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I mean, I'm interested. I would be pissed if I was Voit. I did give him the Nick Wallenda Award.
Yeah.
And I thought he was, you know, away from the tightrope for now. But the Yanks kind of might be reminding him, like, even if you hit that home run, you're on the tightrope, dude. Doing the dance. Tip on the tightrope.
Double tightrope.
Yeah, I know. If 40 goes deep, Voit's going to be like, well, I could have done that.
Yeah.
If you played me.
Yeah.
Don't give him extra credit. It's the Orioles.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the Orioles are throwing out there Austin Hayes, Anthony Santander, Jose Iglesias, Rio Ruiz, Hanser Alberto, Renato Nunez, Dwight Smith Jr., Pedro Severino, and DJ Stewart in left field. Remember when DJ Stewart took that ball off the head last year?
I do.
Big old bump. Asher Wojciechowski on the bump. Now, I thought he was supposed to start already. It must have been one of the games that got delayed or they had
Wouldn't
to sit
make
out.
Sense, yeah.
Because of the Marlins, that makes sense. So, you know, we saw Asher last year. Well, the Yankees put up 5 earned runs, I think, in 4 innings against him. DJ hit a homer off him. Talkman hit a homer off him. And Didi hit a homer off him last season. Ford saw him last year, 1-for-2 with a double. So maybe there you go. He's the Wojciechowski specialist.
Sees it well.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Wojciechowski, nothing special.
Yeah, he was kind of a fun story last year. He was kind of on the trajectory to be out of baseball. I think he either reworked it. I don't know if it's via video or via whatever. And oh, some compliments in my shirt in the chat. Roosevelt's. We're in the Roosevelt studio. So, yeah, go check it out. / John Boy, I think, It brings you to a link with us. Pretty bizarre.
RSVLTS.com.
Woj found something in the minor leagues. He was doing really well in AAA, and the Orioles gave him a shot, and he was okay. I mean, not great, like a 5 ERA, almost a strikeout per inning. So it'll be interesting to see if he added anything else to the bag of tricks. I don't know if he's a video tech guy or new motion or whatever it is. But, yeah, and I'm looking for some splits. I'm wondering if there is some big righty-lefty stuff. Lefties do have an OPS about 115 points higher against Woj, so I'm guessing the Yankees analytics team can play that card decently hard to get Ford in the lineup over Voider.
I have to tell you something so sad.
Tell me something so sad.
I went to find the game that Woj pitched against the Yankees last year.
Sure.
And I'm just scrolling through the game. You know, you got, I told you who hit home runs already. I told you Woj went four innings, five earned runs, five strikeouts. That's what I wanted to look at because that's five strikeouts and four innings.
Sure.
Do you want to guess what four pitchers the Yankees used in this game against Asher Wojciechowski last year?
What four pitchers the Yankees used?
The Yankees won the game. The Yankees won the game 9-4.
Sure.
Take a stab at what four pitchers started. Just throw a name out there, and I'll tell you if you're...
It's a brutal question. How many are currently on the team?
Two.
Okay. Give me Loaisiga.
Okay.
And Holder.
Holder started.
Yes, a little opener Holder.
Holder went 2.2 innings. Then Stephen Tarpley went 2 innings.
Tarp's on.
Then Nestor went 2 innings.
Yeah, the Yankees really...
Then Ottavino went 2. I mean, that's just messed up.
The Orioles became a playground for the Yankees after a little bit last year.
I mean, the Yanks won, but going into it, like, that's who they threw, and they knew they could win. Today, they have Garrett Cole. Today, Wojciechowski's going against Garrett Cole. A little bit of a different story there. Garrett Cole, I looked at him if he's gotten any, if anyone's gotten any hits off him from this Orioles
Santander.
Team.
Santander.
Two for three. Yeah, so huge.
Otherwise, nothing.
Jose Iglesias is 1-for-12. Other than that, there's nothing going on. Yeah. Cole's good. The Orioles can hit, though. Like, you know, you see a lot of people trying to say, oh, Garrett Cole versus the Orioles, he'll probably go a no-hitter. The Orioles, their hitting isn't really their problem. Yeah. Their pitching is horrible. Worst outfield defense last year, and their pitching.
Yeah, and I almost tweeted this out last night, but I thought it wasn't worth the wrestling match. I don't think they officially said Hap for tomorrow. I think the Yankees were considering funny business a little bit. And I would dodge the Orioles. Hap, the Orioles crush lefties. It's at Camden Yards. Hap is a fly ball pitcher. I don't know. That's just an early Jake take for tomorrow. Maybe I'll get the confidence to tweet it out at some point. But that's just a little FYI for tomorrow's game. But, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. It's Yankees-Orioles. Anything can happen in a baseball game. But
it's going to be Hap. The starters versus Boston are Monty, Tanaka, Paxton officially, which would mean Hap's got to start tomorrow. Otherwise,
funny business season, baby. Yeah. So we'll see. And, again, like, I know you could easily come back at me and be like, Jake, it's the Orioles. And you're right. I mean, not a lot of household names, but a couple guys that crush lefties, and you're at Camden Yards. Anyways, for tonight, I'm excited. Pitching path to victory. Everyone's available because we just had.
Everyone's available unless there's a lead.
Ideal day is Cole to Junk.
Yes. Ideal day
Cole
is
to
Cole,
Nick Nelson.
Cole for 100 pitches and then Nick Nelson.
Give me a debut today. Nelson or Kreisky? How about that?
Kreisky's already pitched, right? No.
Kreisky? No. That was King.
That was King, yeah. Jake's mic is really loud.
Sorry, Peter. You want to talk about it?
It's exciting. It's a pregame show.
It's exciting. It's a pregame show. We'll turn it down, Peter. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the feedback. We appreciate that.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the ideal plan is Cole to Junk. Like, I don't think they want to use their big guys. We're still going to have a stretch of games. Like, it's Cole for 100 pitches. Hopefully they're up four. Or five runs, and then they can go to Holder again.
Maybe Cole for 90. I mean, he only got 75 on the map last time.
What's Sessa?
I don't think Sessa's on the team yet. Okay. So
it would be a good time to like let him get some
good
reps.
Good time to ease him, and yeah. And again, Yankees funny business. Wouldn't be surprised if they use someone like Holder, or more likely Nelson or Kreisky, and then send them down for Sessa when he's ready. We're full-blown funny business season again. Ryan Smith said the mics are fine. Thank you, Ryan Smith. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, I don't know. So we got the pitching path to victory. Do you have a what to watch for or something like
if
that?
If it's a close game, everyone's available.
Sure.
I mean, we should say that. But I think the Yankees are penciling in, like, Holder. Is Avalon still on the team?
Avalon, I think, is still around. Okay,
they're hoping it's Cole to Avalon for three.
Hell, run Hale back out there.
Hale Avalon Holder. That's the plan. Man. Yeah.
You know, the Yankees are going to try to save their best guys for the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I have a layup what to watch for.
Do it.
Mike Ford.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's real.
Dash a good one.
It's real.
Dash a good one.
It's his first start of the season. He's 1-for-1, and... You know, in his, it might not be a competition or a platoon or whatever in Voit's mind, but in 40s, I think it is. He wants to start. He wants to get in there against righties. He just doesn't want to be, I know I'm the best pinch hitter in the world.
Yes.
Sorry, Ian Happ. I understand. I, Mike Ford, am very good, but I want to start. So, you know what he's going to do?
What's that?
He's going to start the game with like 2 walks.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, dude, I thought you were trying to hit your way onto the team. And he's like, this is what I do.
Yeah. No, I think a Mike Ford walk is almost a lock for today. If you can bet on that.
Over under 1.5 Mike Ford walks.
I think he does want to hit a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to go under there. But I guarantee a Mike Ford walk today. I don't normally do that.
Yeah, you have to do the over under at 0.5, and then we're both going to hit the over. At 1.5, we're both going to hit the under.
Just guarantee it.
One walk. Okay. Lock it in. Go place your bets. Mike Ford will walk today.
Let's see what he's doing on defense.
He's not wearing a mask, he said.
Not wearing a mask. He did say that. Maybe the Yankees are planning on these games being blowout and they go full funny business. Look for that later in the game. See if they could get in
the whole
B team. Yeah. My what to watch for, Jim, is I stumbled into a weird one today.
Yeah, okay, interested.
And I think it comes down to Hicks or Gardy. Would have to be funny business for Mike Ford. Wojciechowski, I mentioned that lefties were pretty good against him last year. 885 OPS. That's good,
yeah.
In the same amount of plate appearances, 190 to 171, so more to righties, but pretty close. He gave up 0 triples to righties, 4 triples to lefties. So I'm watching for a Gardy triple. I mean, I think it could be Hicks, too, or serious funny business with Ford. I think we get a triple today, and I think it's from a lefty, which tells me Brett Gardner. So look for a Gardy ball in the gap.
Who do you think hit the triples off him last year?
I don't know. Lefties.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Or when they were hitting, at least. They could be switch, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so you have locked up.
I've locked up a couple things today.
A Mike Ford walk and a Gardner or... Hicks, triple?
A lefty triple.
Freddie Galvis hit a triple off of him?
Sure. You'd lean Gardy or Hicks. Don't rule out Ford.
Shohei Ohtani?
Sure.
Hit a triple off him last year?
Familiar.
So out of all of these guys, Jackie Bradley Jr.?
JBJ in division.
All these guys, who do you think is more like those guys, Gardner or Hicks? Juan Soto.
Jeez, a couple big names
there. Yeah.
I think if you put all those guys in a blender,
you get Mike Ford.
You get Hicks.
But, well, I'm just you're stacking them, I thought.
Right.
You're
adding
mass
together.
If you added all four together.
I went blender. Ooh, maybe a pinch hit, Talkman triple late. Yeah, we'll see. But I just, it was an odd fact that jumped on the page and probably means nothing.
No.
But don't be surprised.
Don't sell yourself short.
Don't be surprised.
It means everything. Wow. That's
don't
huge.
Be surprised by it.
So, okay, watch out for Mike Ford. Watch out for a triple. Anything else? Like any sprinkles? Like Cole? I'd like Cole to be dominant because he didn't really like have his A-plus stuff. I would say he had his B-minus or C-plus stuff in the opening day. So let's see B-plus or better.
Okay, if we're doing kind of real what to watch for, how about the lineup just trying to hit home runs? Because like I said, this is padding stats o'clock when you're in Baltimore against the Baltimore pitchers. So I don't know if Woj has a couple good innings to start. See if the Yankees are just going pure home run swing.
I think we're going to get a home run robbed.
Okay.
Seems like we always get one of those at
left field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower fence.
And speaking of home runs, we'll move straight on into Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
How's my mic sound? Hi.
Got producer Zach said good.
What's
going on in the Homer Draft?
Well, you are winning, so this is last week's scores. You got Stanton in opening day, and then you got Voit at the end there. You have a 2-0 lead in the series.
Sure.
2-0 lead total. So that was last week, but it's a clean slate.
Clean
we can
slate.
Choose whoever we want now. You can't choose. We can't choose the same person on the same day, and we can't choose. I cannot choose the same person twice in the same series. So congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
And congratulations on getting to go first today.
This is an interesting one. Two games set, so I think we have to have more strategery than normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the air out your farts, and I'm taking Gary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm taking Gary Sanchez for producer Zach.
Yeah.
He had it.
I didn't.
Jim did not.
I thought you were taking, now I'm pissed.
Gary. Yeah, man, I think, you know, a couple days off did Gary good.
Well, he freshened up the legs.
I think Gary had stupid numbers against Baltimore last year, too, but the Glaber guy overshadowed everyone.
I may have a sneeze coming.
Jim may have a sneeze coming. So the sneeze happened. The sneeze happened. God bless you.
Take it back.
Okay. Gary Sanchez, get that swing right, Gary. Good place to do it.
Glaber.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. One of us will get a point for Glaber.
Makes sense.
And now this makes you have to really figure out if you want to take him game two. Well, there's only two games.
There's so only two probably games, so I'll probably take him tomorrow.
You'll probably take him tomorrow, and yeah. I took him today. And then only a two-game set.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's kind of not that fun.
I feel like we're just going to be inverted. But you never know. Off days?
Well, I'm taking Judge.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'd take Ford if I was you.
That's a good one. I mean, I like Ford. But I'm probably going to take Giancarlo Stanton because he's been the hottest guy on the team, and they're in Baltimore. He's Relegod.
Relegod. Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah. We might be reversed tomorrow. It might be the same guys running it back.
Only two games.
You playing
gotta,
a little roulette
Only
here.
Two games. Yeah. You got to take who you can.
These two gamers.
But good guys are going to go. All right.
Well, good people go.
I've been walking around on the radio. Is that Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this and that and all of that. Might be Crooked Ways.
He got in a terrible surfing accident.
Yeah. How about the Mike Posner snake thing or whatever?
When he was walking across the country?
Nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby snake. And baby snakes are more dangerous because they don't. Like, limit their venom.
They just empty the tank all the time?
Yeah. Oh, so, like, cool. A grown-up snake knows, like, oh, this amount should kill you.
Mm.
Baby snake just let it rip on them. They almost died.
Like you in the bedroom.
Baby, please don't go. What's the over-under for this game?
I'm going to guess it's 10.
Tricky, because you've got one side.
Cole. I'm going to guess it's 8.5.
One side might not score.
Do you know what it is?
I do not know what it
is. I'm guessing it's 8.5. But it's Cole.
It's Cole, but it's the Orioles. Yanks could put up double digits pretty easily. And, you know, the Orioles could... Ooh, bad pitching late could be tricky for the Yanks. 9.5.
9.5? I'm going 8.5. What is it? 9! Okay.
Split the difference.
Yeah. Split it right in half.
How's about it?
Okay. Oh, look at that. I'm 3-0 in the over-under.
Wow. Good start.
Oh. I'm taking the under.
Ooh, taking the under. You've got Cole shoving.
I got like a 6-0 win.
Yeah, maybe the bats are a little
the
slow.
Two off days, you know.
The first two rounds of Yankees at bats might be kind of eh.
Oh, I have a okay. It's going to be a night where like seriously, we're making Wojciechowski look like Garrett Cole out here. Because, you know, they got 2 days off. The Yankees know they're going to win this game, so they might just be like laying up a little bit and then, you know, by the 5th inning when everyone gets to, like, their third at-bat or whatever, and there's been some runners left in scoring position, they're
focused.
Like, hey, let's do it. And then they pop, like, you know, 4, and then 2 trickle in later. It's 6-0. Yanks win.
Or you know what? Maybe the Yankees need to get woken up this game. So, like, the Orioles either hit a solo shot or maybe there's a sloppy error and the Orioles go up early, like 1-0, 2-0, first or second. And then the Yanks are like, okay, let's fucking dance. I'm going to go over. I don't really believe in it, but...
Yeah, it's a bad pick.
It's a bad pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Luis Avalon puts it over late. Maybe 8-2.
Okay.
Avalon.
How does the over-under work when it's a whole number? You can just push. Just
push.
Tie. Yeah.
No bet.
Hey, that bet that you were worried about all day? Nada.
You can put it on 9. I'm sure there's really... You get a really good payback.
Only sickos bet on green.
Yes.
Any questions from the chat before we end this? We got the YouTube up on the big screen.
Question from the chat.
And then on Periscope. Voit should have caught that bad throw by Torres. Ford is probably better second base, first baseman. Response, DJ was at first at that point, and that's true. DJ was. So yeah.
Tough angle.
Tough, yeah. And, yeah, he shouldn't have caught it, whatever. Gardner home run today. Good way to get out of a slump.
Be nice.
Yeah. Is Gardner slumping? Is it 2 games?
2-game slump, yeah.
That's tough.
It's tough. It's still really early season. And I got pretty jealous last night.
All the teams that have played 5 games?
Because there's teams that have, like, guys with 20-plus at-bats.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, then you can start saying stuff.
Yes.
Like, what's Brett Gardner's stats right now?
He's slumping hard.
I know he's in, like, this, you know, is it over for Gardy type slump right now. He's 0 for 7.
7 at-bats?
0 for 7. One walk.
Oh, okay.
So
he's 1 for 8.
Plate appearance wise, yes.
That's 250?
His 3 strikeouts were to Max Scherzer.
It's not 250.
Everything else has been put in play. 125, half. This is Math Pod. Katie Sharp, go listen. Katie Sharp's the best. Fun podcast.
We making up the Philly series in like 2 weeks, they just said. Yeah, they're announcing stuff right now. Let me check the announcements. This is something we used to do. I'll see what all the beat writers are doing. Because they did a FaceTime. Rotation next 5 days. Colon Happen, Baltimore. Monty Tanaka, Paxton in Boston. I like getting Monty and Paxton back. Boone said the Yankees are expected to play 4 games against the Phillies next week. Monday and Tuesday at home. Wednesday and Thursday in Philly. And they might play a doubleheader in Tampa next weekend to squeeze a 4-game series into 3 days.
Okay.
Cool. Jose Reyes officially announced his retirement. That's basically it. Who are they supposed to play next week? The Orioles?
I don't know. That would make sense, right?
Yeah, it would. Otherwise, it seems like this would be a...
Otherwise, it seems like they're playing 2 games in...
Yeah, yeah.
...a couple days.
How cool would it be if they ran a doubleheader out there, but you played
two different teams? I think it's been done before.
When's the last time that's been done?
I feel like the Yankees or the Mets did something like that. Or maybe they did a home-and-home doubleheader.
Yeah, so they were playing the Orioles Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Ah.
Was what they were doing. I'm all confused. I'll just show up.
I think, if I've got it right, I think they're getting rid of one of those Orioles games.
No, I'm wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. They were playing the Orioles Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Crazy.
Cool party.
Cool party.
Cool party.
Yeah, I got more assholes for your stuck fest.
Oh.
All right, we're out.
Thanks, everyone. Go Yankees.
Go the Yankees. Go the Yankees. Win the game. Pitch the ball. Hit the ball. Catch the ball. Good.
Good.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.